This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I really need to thank all the teachers out there for taking our kids back. Please take the kids back. You know what? I keep forgetting I'm a teacher, too. I'm a professor now at Toro University in Nevada. I'm a teacher, too. And it's really, really kind of funny because, you know, when I was a kid, I always envisioned what it'd be like to be a teacher. You know, and I'd be like yelling at kids, you know, to stop, you know, passing notes and things like that. Well, I was giving lecture the other day, and as I'm kind of walking, you know, and I'm not walking by the students in lab to see if they're, you know, messing around. I'm walking to see if they need help and to see how they're doing. And it is so funny to see people try to hide the Facebook and hide their phones and hide their texting. And I'm like, come on, people. But it was great because I have the type of class where you really can't sit in the back of the class for 2 hours and zone out and pay attention. We got kind of the classes where you got to be really, really interactive and you got to work. So if somebody is on their phone, you know, it's very noticeable because that whole group starts to slow down a little bit. But it was just kind of funny to see. You know, I was always the one that was in the back of the class, you know, either trying to hide my bubble gum or trying to hide my notes. And it is so weird for me to be the teacher and have these students hide from me. Like, when did I turn into the bad guy? I'm not used to that. I mean, I am used to that with my kids. Speaking of which, okay, so both of them at orientation. One has already been back in high school already now for a while. I guess school started August 8th. By the way, if any of you guys are noticing high school start earlier, I think it's because of the SATs. I think, you know, you can't have first semester end Christmas break if you start in September, because then otherwise both semesters don't match. So many schools are starting earlier so that the semester could end by Christmas break. So anyway, my older boy, he's been in high school for a while. And so last night, it was where the teachers go, and they get to kind of sit in class, and they get to listen to, or it was when the parents go, and they get to listen to the teachers. Now, here was my problem. I had a very long day, very long day. And I needed to prep for my show. You know, one of my kids had an exam to study for, and so I barely make it home on time to go to this. And I'm like, the last thing I'm in the mood for is to sit and listen to teachers lecture. I just knew, you know, not to mention that long. So I cheated. And what I did is I zigzagged through, and before the teachers could sit down and talk to the parents, you know, I ran up to meet them. Because I really wanted to meet the parents, and I think it's really, really important for, you know, the teachers that, you know, teach my kid to have a face as to who his mom is. Because my son, you know, he's like really scared of me. And so when the teacher's like, wait a second, is she the one with the googly eyes? Then when they meet me in person, like, oh, yeah, now I know why your son is scared. Okay, I won't give him detention. So I thought it was really, really important for them to kind of, you know, see who I was. The problem is I think I did more damage than good, because I didn't go along. You know, they had this night very intricately planned, and they put a lot of work into it. And I bless them for that. But I just didn't have the time. I just needed to meet the teachers and get the hell out of there. You know, like other open houses. With other open houses, you meet the teachers and you could run. I hadn't eaten. My fiber had kicked in. I hadn't been able to go home and poop all day. I mean, I was like, I got things to do. And so, you know, I kind of ran and I zigzagged. And so then, you know, for math, I'm like, okay, look, math was my favorite subject. I want to know my kids learning. So apparently, when in high school, you don't teach the same class all day. You may teach AP, you may teach higher levels. So I'm sitting there, basically listening to the teacher, who is, and this is not the hour that my son would usually be in. He's talking to parents of a different hour, but I didn't realize it. So I'm looking at the math that he's teaching, that he's talking about, because like, this is the assignment I gave, this is the problem I gave today, and I'm looking at that going, my son could do that kind of work? Yet, you know, he sits there and he makes farting sounds, and I was, like, shocked, you know? And, you know, all these parents look really smart, like smarter than me and my husband look. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, maybe my kid is really smart. I mean, maybe he's smarter than I give him credit for. Well, I didn't realize that was, like, a much higher advanced class. So when I go to meet the teacher, I'm like, hi, you know, I'm Stone's mom. And you see him just shocked that I was even at that level. And I love Stone. Stone is one of the smartest kids I know. But, you know, face it, when it comes to, like, algebra, or not algebra, calculus, I don't think he's ready for that yet. And we can be honest about that. So, that was pretty funny. Okay, and then the little one. Oh, so the little one has been complaining all summer long about school. Because now he's in the eighth grade. And how school stinks. And how he's not, you know. And how, hopefully none of his teachers listen to this. But, okay, you know, he and his friends, you know, they talk the talk. Yeah, oh, you know, school stinks. School stinks, you know, and they say other words, okay? And so here it was his, you know, orientation or his, I don't know what it was, meet and greet. Because they started school yesterday. And he acts so cool. He comes from being my baby in the car. As soon as he sees his friends dumping me in the... I was in his dust. And he acts like he transforms. If you think you know your kid, you don't until you see them in a school setting. And he is like 1,000% different. A... He, like, acts like he's, like, too cool for school. B, I mean, he's looking at me like I'm the biggest, like, what am I doing here? He actually got along with the teachers. And, I, you know, and I was like, okay, wait a second here. Okay, so you've been lying to me this whole time. So it was a very, very interesting. I mean, I was just relieved. I was just doing the dance that the kids were finally going back to school. But you really need to, and many of us are busy, and we don't do PTA, and we don't do homeroom moms or whatever. But you really have to sneak. I mean, you can't just be in the room, because then they're going to, like, be on good behavior. But you need to sneak and watch them in their element. I never acted at home the way I acted in class. I mean, I acted like a hoochie mama in class, okay? You know, because I wanted to get asked out. But no. Yeah, and then at home, I was like, yeah, Mom, you know, my turtleneck isn't high enough. Yeah, when I got to school, I was stripping. So, very, very interesting. Very interesting. So, Yeah. Yeah, I don't know my kids. That's pretty scary because they're almost ready to move out of the house. Yeah. Yeah, they are. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, cannabis has been found to make you lazy. Yeah, really, yeah, they spent money on that. Yeah, I guess cannabis does make you lazy. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about this EpiPen disaster where, people have been charged $600 per EpiPen, and it looks like the company is starting to drop the price or at least give some coupons. We got these plants in the house that can help clean up air in your home, and scientists have discovered which ones do that. We got twins living longer than those of us that are not twins. We have older people happier than, I guess, younger people. So that's why I'm running around with a smile on my face all the time, because I guess as we age, we get happy. We have, in Zika news, Zika can actually linger around for months, according to this one case where the baby was, I believe, at least 8 weeks old, and there was still virus in the system. And we have a mathematician that has discovered a mathematical model which could help us, I guess, find the perfect parking space and park in it. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. My radio brother, Jerry Doyle, who helped mentor me when I first started radio, nationally syndicated radio host Jerry Doyle, and also actor in Babylon 5 and a variety of pictures, including Moonlighting. Jerry Doyle had passed away in July, and we have his tribute underway. So for those of you who are Jerry Doyle fans, and I know a lot of my listeners were also listeners to Jerry Doyle, we have his event September 17th in Las Vegas at No Regrets Bar. I want you to go to the Facebook page for Jerry Doyle Tribute, or go to my Facebook page, and we'll have all that information. I want to thank LJ Harness, who's a marketing and promotions manager at Cadillac Las Vegas. He's also a professional drummer that's been at some of my events. He helped me put this together, as well as Tiffany Foote, who's a community activist, animal enthusiast. She's also caretaker for My Little Helper Las Vegas. Getting a team like this together to put on such an event for our Jerry is awesome. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Dear Dr. Dahlia, I understand that listening to one celebrity and a cohort radio talk show host, Jerry Doyle, that you were his doctor. And this is what I'm calling about. I find it perturbing that a celebrity and calling, and I'm a big radio fan. Anyway, how his death has become a mystery, some kind of secrecy. Now, if it's the son's choice or any other family members that are willed to, and the public doesn't need to know, why haven't they come out and said that? And I don't know that you have any liberty, or you have to respect anonymity, and I think you do. I find it incredibly annoying. I was a big Doyle fan, as I am a big Dr. Dahlia fan. So anyway, I guess I'm just using this time to vent. And as you can tell, I catch you on the late reruns. Unfortunately, some of us have to feel the taskmaster's whip during the day. Thanks for the time, ladies.
That's funny. I appreciate your call and your message. It's so hard. You know, when and somebody like me that practiced in Las Vegas, anybody that ended up coming through my clinic, you can't talk about their medical history. That doesn't necessarily mean that you were their doctor religiously. That doesn't mean, you know, I mean, people tell me all the time, yeah, so I heard you saw so-and-so. So you actually checked his prostate? And I'm like, no, George, I've never checked George's prostate. You know, here you are going, okay, well, they came to the clinic. Maybe somebody came to the clinic for a flu. Maybe somebody came to the clinic for a flu shot. Maybe somebody, and you know, as a doctor, you cannot talk about any of that. I mean, you just, and understandably so. But on the flip side, you have a lot of people in Vegas, or a lot of people in California, that say, yeah, you know, Dr. Dahlia was my doctor. And, that's always been kind of difficult for me, because many people in entertainment are just friends of ours, etc. You know, they're not the quintessential patient. They're not the ideal patient. So I would be at a party and somebody would say, yeah, Dolly is my doctor. And I would say, the hell I am. Yeah, they're not following up. They're not taking their medication, because, you know, friends will do that. They'll say, oh, Dahlia, you don't need to order that test on me. You know, I'm not going to sue you. I'm like, this has nothing to do with the lawsuit. I think you got a problem. I think you could have cancer. I'm ordering a test. What? You know, so it's been very, very difficult. It's always difficult. That's why doctors do not like to take care of friends. And doctors do not like to take care of colleagues. Because, you know, if they can't, if you can't discharge them as a patient, well, and I've told people that. I had a neighbor. And this neighbor years ago wanted me to give him surgical clearance. And he was a train wreck. And he did not want to come into the office. He did not want to be seen. He just wanted surgical clearance. And I'm like, no, because I think you probably have triple vessel disease. I mean, I'm going to need to do an EKG. I'm going to need to do this. And he stopped talking to me from then on. And it's like, you know, so it's very hard to be a doctor and keep friends or neighbors because everybody wants you to do things off the cuff, you know, and so, and you can't sit there and explain, okay, well, you know, when George or Bob came in, he came in half, you can't do that either because then you're talking about their medical, you're still talking about them as a patient. So, it's, you know, it puts you in a difficult position. Now we have Jerry Doyle. Jerry Doyle, I was very close to. And I'm sure many people were even closer. And many people have been calling me going, what happened? Because you have somebody who just turned 60, looked very, very healthy, okay, appeared very, very healthy, and it freaks people out. There's been people talking about the Babylon 5 curse, where many men who were in that Babylon 5 had passed away. And so people want to know, and they want answers. And so, you know, if the family is being quiet and keeping, the cause of death to themselves, I totally respect that. And I know it puts a lot of people, it doesn't put people at ease. People are very anxious about it. And, you know, it's very interesting. A lot of people, they have a very different relationship with a radio host than they do with somebody they watch in the news. Like, you know, when Robin Williams died, you know, I took that seriously. When Prince died, when Michael Jackson died, I cried. But, you know, somebody like Jerry, who you listen to, and who you know a lot about their personal life. I mean, when you listen, like, you know, you guys know so much about me that it's not just, I'm not just a character that you're seeing in a movie or in a TV show. You're like, well, wait a second, you know, Dahlia has kids, Dahlia has a husband, Dahlia has cats and dogs, and then you start to go, well, wait a second, you know what, and so you feel it more. So Jerry Doyle's death is obviously, you know, hit people a lot harder than many other movie stars have, and it's not an easy topic. So for those of you that, you know, want to know answers, we don't have answers, okay? And you know, we may never get answers. And you know, even if, let's say, you had somebody who was their personal physician, and you asked them why did they die. Okay, and they didn't sign a death certificate or anything like that, okay? I'm sorry, when the final time comes, okay, we really don't have control, okay? And, you know, my father, he died of a heart attack. But when he went to the doctor, prior to that, the doctor probably would have never guessed he would have had a heart attack. You know, my father. Again, because if he really thought my father would have had a heart attack, he would have been all over him. You know, like, what is it, mud on a tire or sticky rice or rice on a tire, whatever. So he would have been all over my dad's butt if he thought he was going to go home and die of a heart attack. So, you know, you'll never know. And 60 is too young. It's way too young. So I miss him. I miss him dearly. It's still so hard to talk about. But we're having his tribute in Vegas for those of you interested. And we hope you could come. All right? 1-877-DOCDALI. So a mathematician has solved the puzzle of parking lots. Professor David Percy of Salford University was frustrated by the poor geometry of parking, lots. And so we performed a simple math and found that one little tweak could make it much easier for motorists to maneuver their car into the space. We'll tell you about that when we get back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Our
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we'll get to some medical headlines, but I always think it's cool whenever, somebody uses science to help us get through something that is just completely scientific, really. I mean, it is, I guess, if it's math. Okay, so anyway, we got this professor here looking at parking lots. And he said that if you could put all parking spaces at a 45-degree angle, it cuts down on the turning circle required, and therefore you need a smaller access lane. So then what ends up happening is you don't need to have... So you know when the parking spaces are all at 90-degree angles from the lane? You know, you need to stop, and then you need to turn, and then you need to angle it perfectly within the lines. But if you're driving and you just have to turn into a 45-degree angle, and then you back out and drive, the alleyways in between the parking lots can be smaller. Now, I didn't realize that, I mean, I thought people kind of knew that. I mean, I didn't see it, but I figured because you always want it like Walmart has all, you know, always has these at an angle. Yeah, then there's other places where, no, not all Walmart. Sam's Club has them vertical. I guess it depends on the real estate, you know, and who owns the commercial real estate. So anyway, you have to maneuver a car less. And so, and I got to tell you something. They said that if you have a parking lot that fits 500 cars, you could add another 119 in that same space just by changing the angle. Because probably you could have a whole nother, because you could shorten the lanes and yeah. So pretty cool. The problem is many people like me go the wrong way. I will all the time, like there's this Walmart near my house, and if I see a parking space, and I come up one lane and I see it in the lane next to me, I will turn around and go down that lane, even if it's against traffic. And then I will either back into it or I will try to turn around, stop until I could fit at that angle. So the problem is they aren't taking into account that you have people like me. So big marginal difference, but pretty, pretty small. And good for him. See, for those of you guys that really, you know, make fun of mathematicians, they're what make the world go around. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So they say in babies, the Zika can linger around for months. Now, remember I told you the concept of Zika dying out, and so people are non-communicable or non-infectious after a while, let's say maybe after a month or two, and then all of a sudden they're finding Zika lurking around in semen for over 6 months. Well, this is very concerning as they're trying to identify if this type of virus is going to be something like hepatitis or herpes that's with you for life. So in Brazil, a baby became infected with Zika in the womb, and he still has the virus in his body for months after he was born. The baby's mother, who lived in Sao Paulo, showed symptoms of Zika when she was 26 weeks pregnant. Okay? When the baby was born, he was diagnosed with microcephaly, which is obviously the small head and brain, okay? When the baby was nearly 8 weeks old, doctors tested his blood, saliva, and urine. All of the samples tested positive for Zika virus. Doctors tested the baby again when he was almost 10 weeks old, and the virus was still alive in his blood. They say when adults are infected with Zika, the virus will stay in the blood for only a week, even though they have found that it could, you know, persist in the semen for months. So they have no idea why the baby's infection didn't go away. Now, on one end, you could say, okay, wait a sec. Well, if the baby's in the womb, you know, and the mom has Zika, they're just giving it back and forth to each other. Or maybe mom is breastfeeding. So who knows? Maybe Zika could be transmitted through the breast milk. You know, who knows? But I don't want them to not entertain the theory that this Zika may not just die out or go away. So doctors didn't test him again until he was 30 weeks old or 216 days old. After that, the virus was no longer in his blood. So the baby's mother, they believe, contracted the Zika virus through sex with her husband, who showed symptoms of Zika about 3 weeks earlier than the mother. And then mom passed it to baby. And we know that mom could pass a variety of things to baby. Rubella, cytomegalovirus, herpes during birth in the vaginal canal, toxoplasmosis. But, you know, we don't know. We still haven't gotten a grip on if a baby does get Zika. And let's say does not get the neurological deficits. Is it going to remain in the system and then cause neurological deficits later during his infancy? So that's a very, very important thing to look at, and it'll have to be investigated. Now, Hong Kong is confirming the first imported case of Zika virus. government-funded broadcaster RTHK said the infected person was a foreign woman in her 30s who possibly got it from the Caribbean. And so this is the first case being reported in Hong Kong. Florida is reporting a second case of Zika outside transmission zones, which is concerning because Florida does not want to turn into Puerto Rico or Colombia or Brazil, where the cases are rampant because of the mosquitoes. Florida Governor Rick Scott said on Wednesday the federal government has so far not delivered all of the Zika antibody tests and laboratory support he had requested. The state is now battling the spread of the virus. The complaint came as Zika cases mounted. On Wednesday, the Florida Department of Health reported a second non-travel-related case of Zika in Palm Beach County, bringing the state's total to 43. That followed Tuesday's announcement that there was the first case of Zika transmitted by mosquitoes in Pinellas County, 265 miles from Miami, where the first locally transmitted U.S. cases were reported. So you guys get that? Most of the cases right now in the United States are because people travel to the Caribbean or to Brazil or to Mexico, contracted Zika, came back. And then some of them had sex, so there's a small number of cases transmitted by sex, you know, or some cases where mom gave it to baby. Now, very, very limited number of cases where we had mosquitoes flying around our beautiful country or beautiful states and infecting. That's why these cases are being watched so closely. And originally they go, look, guys, don't worry about it. We only have a 1 mile square block that we think the mosquitoes are in. Everybody else is fine. And you're like, really, are those mosquitoes really going to stay? And they're like, yeah, the Aedes aegypti mosquito really doesn't like to travel that far, no worries. And I'm like, really? I thought they actually can travel far, even, you know, go farther north than a lot of mosquitoes. So, you know, we were told by some that not to worry, not to panic. And again, we don't want to panic. But now that they find a case 265 miles from Miami or the possible local epicenter area of a few cases, then that's concerning. So health officials have warned pregnant women not to travel to Miami Beach. They said the Zika virus, let me see here, Rick Scott made a plea for more support in fighting Zika, complaining that Congress and the White House have not been good partners. Oh, he's mad. I don't blame him. Scott said he asked the CDC for 5,000 Zika antibody tests last week, but so far has only received less than 1,200. He had also asked for additional lab support personnel to speed testing. He said the state had asked the CDC for 10,000 Zika prevention kits for pregnant women, which had not been provided. It has also asked the White House for a detailed plan on how to work with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, which he said has not been provided. I mean, you know, good for Florida being, you know, here's the thing. If the poop hits the fan, everybody's going to say Florida was unprepared. And so, obviously, legislators in Florida have to go, look, this is what we asked for, this is what we want to have in place, and they can't have all that in place if they are requiring on the government to buy it. So, not too good. So CDC spokesman Tom Skinner said the agency has been responding to Florida's request. CDC has and will continue to provide the support to Florida to address the Zika outbreak. We've provided millions of federal funds, deployed personnel, and have shipped materials for testing and more testing still to come. Already we've seen Zika cases as far north as New York, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Seattle, California thus far, 137 cases, Texas, 108, Florida, 405 cases, New York, 579 cases of Zika in New York, Pennsylvania, 69, Massachusetts, 59, Maine, 9. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back, 1-877-DR-KELLY.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy just to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country can do.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, this is pretty damn cool. Orlando hospitals are reporting that they are not going to bill the victims of the Pulse nightclub shooting. That is way, way cool. Orlando Health and Florida Hospital both said they would not pursue payment from any of the nightclub patrons they treated after a gunman opened fire inside the bar on the morning of June 12th. He said the Pulse shooting was a horrendous tragedy for the victims, their families, and our entire community. Orlando Health President and CEO David Strong told the city's Sentinel newspaper, during this very trying time, many organizations, individuals, and charities have reached out to Orlando Health to show their support. This is simply our way of paying that kindness forward. Way cool. Orlando Health's main hospital, the Orlando Regional Medical Center, treated 44 victims in the immediate aftermath of the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil. Florida Hospital treated another dozen. All told, the two hospitals will write off roughly $5.5 million worth of medical care in lieu of billing the patients, the newspaper reported. The Orlando Health spokeswoman, Keena Lewis, told the Sentinel that the hospital will bill health insurance for patients who had coverage at the time of the attack, but will take care of any remaining expenses on their own dime. We can't predict the future needs of these patients, their financial situations, or what the state or federal governments may require us to do for charity policies. While we can't assume the answer is free care forever, we will use our very generous charity and financial assistance policies to assess the best way to help. Florida Hospital said it won't bill any insurance companies for emergency treatments or any applicable follow-up surgeries. Wow. It was incredible, they say, to see how our community came together in the wake of a Census Pulse shooting. We hope this gesture can add to the heart and goodwill that defines Orlando. 49 victims were killed, dozens injured when the gunman opened fire inside the nightclub on the morning of June 12th, and then he was killed by officers during a three-hour standoff. The shooter was 29-year-old Omar Mateen, who swore allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State terror group during a phone call with authorities in the midst of the rampage. You know, this is a beautiful story. You know, when you hear something like this, you're like, well, you know, how can a hospital do that? How can a hospital, you know, especially with the news that many hospitals are under, many hospitals are, they can't make ends meet. You know, with something like this, you know, this is the time to do charity. This is, I mean, I think what they're doing is absolutely wonderful. And it's not like they're you know, trying to fundraise to cover. They're just not going to balance bill what the insurance doesn't pay. Hopefully the insurance does pay, because, you know, what expenses did they have? They had to, obviously, you know, their, you know, surgical equipment and autoclaving and the supplies and the fluids and the, I mean, it's expensive, you know, and, you know, so the billables might have been at least, you know, $5.5 million, but I wouldn't be surprised if they easily spent $1 million or two trying to take care of just their direct bare-bone costs, at least in the millions on this. And so, you know, phenomenal. You know, they had doctors on staff they had to pay. So, you know, hopefully the insurance pays something, and I think that is phenomenal. It does, though, set a precedent, a kind of a scary precedent, however, for some of the other hospitals. All right? You know, this is something to think about. I mean, you know, one thing I have learned in what I do with a lot of community service and charity work is sometimes when you drop a bomb of doing something really, really cool or coming up with a feat that's so incredible, you could unfortunately have an after effect that may not be very, very welcomed. And so it's something, you know, you don't really think about that even if somebody brings up to you, like, look, we got to help people now. But if, God forbid, these attacks keep happening, and a hospital doesn't do what Orlando Health and Florida Hospital does, and you have people in the media giving them crap, or people going, well, look, Orlando didn't charge us and you did, you know, that could be a problem. So I think this is wonderful. Hopefully we never have another attack like that again. But, you know, if there's ever something negative that could unfortunately be spent on something like that, is if other hospitals will not be in a position to do that generosity, this could have set a precedence now that many other hospitals may not be able to follow. You know, but I mean, can you imagine the PR storm You know, you take care of a victim and then you send them a bill and they're like, well, you know, the government has to pay this bill, or why are you billing me? It's not my fault that I was shot or I was in an accident or I was in, you know. So who does need to take on the cost? The hospital? It's not the hospital's fault. You know, it's a shame. And, you know, that, and unfortunately, that's why we need insurance. You know, it's really, really unfortunate because something like this could happen. I think insurance for regular office visits and for, you know, being the go-between between the doctor and the patient, I think is ridiculous because patients are paying an arm and a leg when they could just pay a hell of a lot less to the doctor directly. But when it comes to something like this is exactly why insurance is needed. And you know, looking at these news stories. Okay, so, you know, Governor Rick Scott from Florida needs funds and a lot of funds from the government. Orlando obviously could use not only is Rick Scott, you know, because of the Zika issue, but now, you know, Orlando could sure use some funds with what happened. And you know, where are these funds coming? You know, I mean, okay, we have funds and we have emergency stockpiles of funds, but you know, God forbid we haven't even hit, you know, a major hurricane yet? Or what if we have another superstorm or another nor'easter? And so where is this money coming from? I'm a little nervous. I'm like, okay, well, great. You know, they're getting funds. They have the funds. But, you know, where are the funds coming from? Especially when half the country doesn't pay taxes. So I'm a little nervous about this, but very well done. I'm going to be in Orlando. I really should check in with the hospital. These guys are awesome. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so EpiPens. This has been ridiculous what EpiPens have cost. And so now the EpiPen makers have said they're going to help out, and they're going to give coupons. Now, remember I said they were giving like a $100 coupon at the time? Okay, well, now from what I understand, they may be upping the coupons to $300, and we'll get more information on that. But basically what's been going on with the EpiPens is they have increased more than 400% in cost since 2007. And many people need them on hand because if their child is allergic to peanuts, or you have no idea if you're allergic to bee stings because you got stung once and you do not want to wait around for the next one. You know, this is epinephrine, and how epinephrine works is it helps increase the heart rate, and it helps decrease the, it helps vasoconstrict, so you have less fluid seepage in an anaphylaxis causing swelling. It also dilates the bronchioles so that you breathe better. And so it's an epinephrine auto-injector. You can automatically inject a dose of this epinephrine or adrenaline into your body, into your thigh. Okay, and you do this when you start to realize that you can't breathe and you're going into anaphylaxis. Very scary if, God forbid, you can't breathe because of a heart attack or something. But, you know, usually people that have EpiPens, they're schooled very religiously on what the signs and symptoms are of anaphylaxis. And so, you know, you could die from anaphylaxis because your heart could stop, you could stop breathing, etc. So many times you will not have time to get to the hospital. So having an epinephrine pen at home will reverse these symptoms of anaphylaxis. It'll help increase your blood pressure, relax the blood vessels rather than the constriction that could be cutting off blood flow, help relax the airway so you could breathe. And so, you know, we'll keep you posted on what, hopefully, deals you could get. But I think Milan is the company. They're under a lot of heat. They're getting a lot of heat for how expensive their EpiPens are. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.